Am I starting now? Are you done? Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. Welcome back to the second meeting, and we've had lots of questions. I'll be taking minutes on this one, and being hooked up to the PowerPoint for this meeting isn't very necessary for myself because it'll be more about what you guys are bringing to the meeting today. So, the first presentation we'll be looking at is Poppy's presentation. And take it away, Poppy.
Okay.
It's plugged in, so
F8, function F8.
Take this time just to apologize already. We'll see my emails later on because I was too busy carried away doing my own thing, which is not obviously not a very good part of a team working, but there we go. So I was looking at how we're going to go about the working design and what we actually need to do and what the remote control needs to do. And it needs to allow a person to have a portable device so they can control the television from wherever they are. They don't need to actually manually touch the television set. So it gives them much more flexibility and allows them to be where they want to be. On the functional side of things, we found out that, well, from a previous meeting, we decided that there are certain points that will make our product unique. One is the visibility in the dark, which was Genevieve's idea. So we need to think about how we could bring this in technically, and we could use illuminated buttons, which we're all familiar with when we're using a mobile phone or something familiar, that automatically lights up at first touch. Or we could use fluorescent materials, which would just take in the light during the day, and then as soon as they go off, they would glow in the dark. Also, we could use an alarm. So if we lost the remote control, perhaps there could be a button on the television set itself that you could press, and the alarm from the handset would sound where it was, hopefully in the room, maybe behind a cushion or something. So that would work. Go back to that. Another thing I think we missed out on the last meeting was the fact that we should consider the environmental impact of our design. From previous research, as I've carried out on other projects, we've learned about smart materials where specific alloys of metals have a shape memory, so they can be heated and cooled, and they change the shape of the metal. So, for example, a screw that's holding something together could expand and it would force all the components apart. So the benefits of this for our product would be that when it came to the end of its product life, if it was heated, everything would spring apart. So all the individual components could be easily separated, and then some could be reused, some could be recycled. And I think that would be very important for products now, especially because there's so much responsibility for all the companies are coming up with like new designs, because we all know that our resources are being limited and we have to be very environmentally conscious.
One question.
Yeah.
This self-destructible metal, it allows for recycling materials? So
together would be made out of this shaped memory alloy, and that's the part that would allow all the other parts to be separated at the end. I mean, the user would return the product to the company, because it's the product's responsibility to get rid of what they've made. And then the company could then just make use of this shape memory alloy to split up the components and then either reuse some bits and other bits which are obviously going to wear out with time or not usable. They might be able to put into scrap metal, something like the case. If it's scratched or something, you wouldn't want to reuse it, but you might be able to melt it down and reuse it again somewhere else.
Would we be the company that would break down these or metals, or would
we could probably employ a side company or something to do that for us, but it would be our responsibility to get that done and to dispose of the products that we make for a certain percentage at least, not 100%.
This sounds like a really great idea. One thing we have to consider is our 100% turnover goal that we have in the financial sector. So we'll have to investigate how much that would cost.
Yes.
Cost the company, because it sounds very labor intensive. We have to hire a number of people, and it might be more expensive.
Well, the fact of the shape memory alloys is that they don't need to be manually constructed, like you don't have to individually unscrew all the screws. Because of this, their properties are smart material. All you need is just the heat, so they self-destruct themselves.
Right.
So I suppose it does need like high contact, high quality machinery and very specific machinery. But
I like the environmental approach. We'll have to see if that can meet our financial goals as well.
So there's some components. This will be how it will actually work, but I haven't put this plan together yet. This would actually show the circuit diagram, although I haven't come up with the final circuit yet.
Okay.
So I just think we'd put all those components in.
So those are what we'll construct with them.
Yeah, it just shows what sort of energy source it could be, a battery, rechargeable probably, well, how the infrared will actually be sent through the chip to the C-band chip on television set itself.
Alright, great.
Okay. So now is it F8 again?
Thanks. Can you see? Is it a function 8? Yeah.
Function F8.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. I'm the user, user interface designer. The technical functions design of the apparatus is the effect that the apparatus should have. In this case, it's the function of the remote control, which is to send messages to the television set. By taking inspiration from other similar designs, we'll try and come up with an original trendy remote control which is sellable international. There are two functional design options: a multifunctional remote control, which can be used for several entertainment devices, and a single function remote control used specifically for the television.
So
sorry, a single function just for the television itself. Yeah. Multifunction controls can be difficult to use as the multitude of buttons can be confusing. A single function remote control is simpler to use, but it means you have to have other remote controls for your other entertainment devices. I think that a single function remote control would be preferable because it's easier to use. It'd be more compatible with a range of television sets, making it more internationally sellable. It will make an original design more obtainable as we have less functional necessities to include in the design, and it would be more profitable as it would be more simplistic and less functions would have to be included. So it would be cheaper to make and probably more sellable just because it's more compatible with a wider range of devices. Does anyone have any questions? Well, it's just that when we're creating it, we have to make it compatible with different brands of devices, and it would be easier to make it compatible with just different brands of television devices rather than other other entertainment devices. Yeah.
Having that would complicate it a lot more.
Yeah.
And limit the design.
Yeah.
I think that
Yeah. And with this, we'll have more room in the budget probably to make a more original design.
Yeah.
We'll have more money to go under the design side of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And actually, go with that. I'm going to give you some statistics on the relevancy of each of the buttons, how much they're used, and how important the users find. So the power button, obviously, in an hour is only used once. Hopefully, this is not turning on and off the TV. But the relevance of that button is 9 out of 10. So people won't be able to turn on the TV with a remote control, as opposed to standing up and turning on a television set. Channel selection is used 168 times on average per hour. It's a huge amount. This is the most important button. So obviously, when commercials come on, we're changing it. So as you said, we want to turn the button, it's not going to run down. Relevance of that button, our users found, was 10 out of 10. Ditto for volume selection, it's a 10 out of 10. And it's used on average 4 times an hour. Not as much as channel selection, but still significant. Audio settings is used on average 0.8 times an hour. Relevance is 2. Screen settings, which means brightness, color, etc., 0.5 times an hour. And relevance of 1.5, we're getting into specific statistics here. Teletext. Now I'm not too clear on what that is. I don't know if you can help me. Flipping pages.
It's it has TV has like information, has information on holidays, the news, entertainment. No, yeah. And you have page numbers like for the menu, and you press the page numbers with your remote, and it'll come up. Very basic internet, yeah. But you have. Yeah, but you have no interaction back with it, you know, like the internet, you can send emails and you've no interaction. Yeah. Yeah. Probably just tuning in the channels, would it be? Tuning them in at the very start. You know, if you get a new TV set, you tune in all the channels. Do you think? Yeah, yeah.
Too much time to learn how to use a new remote control. So it should be very user friendly, you know, people know what to do. Remote controls are bad for RSI.
Those
people are friends.
Yeah, I think it is.
So the youngest age group, 15 to 25, 91.2% said that they would pay extra money to have voice recognition included on the remote control. You can see that number decreases a bit. With the oldest. Interestingly enough, 25 to 35 is the lowest amount that are willing to pay extra. So I guess we're going to have to figure out what age group we're targeting and if voice recognition is something we want to look into and if we have a budget for it. If we are targeting young adults, it looks like something that would pay off.
I agree with if we're targeting young adults, then we should look into financially and functionally. But especially if we are trying to be trendy, go with fashion, things like that, ages like from 35 to 65 and showing lower numbers probably won't be as concerned.
So that's a whole other field of research. I don't think we can still have a remote if you're talking to your television.
Yeah.
If it was conversation in the room at the same time, although it can to me when you're watching television, but it would be very difficult to
mobile phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It would be good if it had the actual program that was on and what was next, but that would probably be.
Like LinkedIn or
yeah, that would be good, yeah. Yeah.
Access that through the television.
Might be quite expensive to do that, though. And we should keep in mind that 15 to 25 year olds might not have €25 to spend on a remote control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their priorities might not be a fancy remote control when they're just starting out.
Right. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. Early 20s. Kind of age group.
And if one of the most complained about things is that it takes so long to get to know how to use remote control, I'm sure that something like an LCD screen or remote control would be further
complicated.
Yeah.
Received some The little R R yellow thing.
Yeah.
So are we going to write off the SAB option?
Yeah. I think it would be annoying though if I don't use Teletext that much, but if it was on your TV, you'd want to be able to use it if you'd, yeah. So is it just okay? All right. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Okay then.
I think we should definitely go ahead with the alarm system idea.
Yeah.
Sure, that could be just inexpensive because we could use the same kind of infrared,
Yeah, the same signal.
the same signal through that, and you could just like have a little beeping noise while
Or
it's
right,
expensive
like
later.
just the same as a mobile phone,
Yeah.
a buzz or something.
Yeah, okay, I like that idea.
Would you be able to put the little device anywhere? Because it isn't our remote control for all TVs, so
If
you'd have.
you mean the link between
Yeah, the button that you pressed.
the button that's actually
Yeah.
on
'Cause then it would only be applicable to one TV set, so it would need to be something that you could
Maybe,
stick somewhere or
maybe
something.
something adhesive that you could like stick onto the back of the
Yeah.
TV that would be not very obtrusive, obviously something small, but
Yeah.
Yeah, then it probably wouldn't be able to use, it would be able to use the same reception on the remote control, I guess, but the actual device would have to have its own infrared.
Yeah. Would it need a battery then?
Probably. Unless it could
That's really
be.
important to me. I just
Okay.
wanted to test
Unless some way it could have some universal connection to like the socket, the same socket that the TV's supplied from. I mean, the power for the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah,
More
we'll have to
research
invest
on
in
that.
just research on that, right? I'm sure that the glow in the dark fluorescent whatever system is go ahead. Would you be really interested in that perhaps?
I like the light up suggestion. I think that would be
Yeah.
better. 'Cause you know the way fluorescent lights lose their brightness
Yeah.
after a certain time, so I would
Or
go for.
it could be a tactile thing as well. Right, if we're minimizing brightness, we might be able to make them actually larger and there's something on it. You know,
Raise.
up arrow, down arrow for volume. And I don't know what we could do for channels.
Well, just the numbers could be embossed, couldn't it? Like raised.
The numbers themselves,
Yeah,
or
it could
like
be
little arrows
raised.
around like the channel changing.
Just little arrows that you could feel, maybe.
I just thought that it might be something more battery powered if it is a light up. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's true. And also, have you mentioned before like how it should be accessible to everybody?
Yeah.
So like big that seems maybe for people who are visually impaired, like a
Yeah.
dark or light up won't make any difference anyway. So I guess
That
the
I
fact
think
that
that's
might be
good, yeah.
more doable to everybody.
We somehow we could maybe possibly, sorry, incorporate them both so that
Yeah.
Yeah.
buttons could maybe
Yeah.
be made out of some sort of molded garbage material.
Yeah.
And then I don't think that molded garbage material, like the actual soft plastic, costs that much more.
No, I wouldn't say so.
I guess the other option, in terms of the battery thing, is you know how cell phones will light up for 15 seconds.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, that's a good idea.
If you're like changing the volume during the movie, I'm thinking of most people watching a movie, turn all the lights off, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
So self-time is left.
Right, we have 5 minutes left for the meeting, but I think we should discuss this light subject a little bit more before we close. I missed the last moment reading that. What were you talking about with the lighting up?
Oh, just if it was kind of the same way that a cell phone will light up for about 10, 15 seconds when you touch a button after you've not touched it for a while.
Yeah.
If instead of a constant light up on the remote control, if it lights up for 10 seconds when it's touched again.
Mm. So it could be any button that would be pressed?
Yeah, you just, it just kind of lights up a bit and it gives a faint glow.
Time.
So if you have all the lights off in your living room, you'll temporarily see it. Because usually you're not fooling around with it for more than like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's probably feasible. So do you think we should do the lighting up thing and the glowing and the shape of the numbers? You have to kind of decide what we're going to do with this.
I think the shape of the numbers.
Yeah, for visually impaired. Yeah.
That. And as you're saying, like, numbers can wear off. It can just.
Yeah. And if it's that softer rubber material, it would be better for people with
German
else. You know, what's it called? RSI?
Oh, yeah.
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 Do we want to go for the glow in the dark?
If I was thinking though, if it was glow in the dark, you could put the real reaction symbol as glow in the dark, and then it would be constantly advertised.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Every time the lit up, that could light up.
Yeah, oh, that,
or
yeah.
Or
but with the same thing, I mean, if you touch the button.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be lit up as well. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, interchangeable thing.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then that would be more profitable, like as a sideline to the remote as well. You could buy extra. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. No.
Yeah. And also possible, I mean, we could gain out of that by advertising certain TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
It's problematic with copyright issues.
Yeah.
So
if
it takes off, then we'll try that out.
The environmental factor, we didn't bring that up again.
Right. We'll have to do more research. Like, as of yet, that has nothing to do with the way it'll look.
Yeah.
Does it need to be reached? Do we need to reach a decision on that right now?
Because
we need to investigate the financial implications.
Okay.
Does it need to be a
Okay.